How's it going? My name is Joshua Shapiro. I'm the owner operator of a family business located here in Hooksett, New Hampshire. Our business is Shapiro Services LLC, ShapiroBathrooms.com. We specialize in doing bathrooms. I've had a great conversation recently just about, the 30% rule and how that affects home purchasing. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that. But most of this here is about aging in place and how a bathroom can appropriately be put together for aging in place, which is something we really should be considering as a society, not just so that we can care for our elderly, but that we can capitalize in the equity that we've built in our homes and we can live out in that. I mean, all of us work very hard and we want to keep what we have. And so it's usually best to protect your assets by being in them and ensure a lot of times insurance requires them to be you to be living in them, to be getting the better rates and things like that, as well as maybe homestead exemptions or anything that might be looked at through your local municipality. But we just love doing bathrooms. We're available by phone or the web. You can reach us at ShapiroBathrooms.com. Have a really nice website that we put together with some help we're just excited to be here and to labor for you and to try to offer solutions for your bathroom projects. You would put your ADA grab bars or foldable benches, and so those things need to put in before the preparation of the shower. As far as curbless shower is doable. It's usually more expensive. And they usually are oversold by a lot of people, meaning somebody's going to put a curbless shower on a second floor where when somebody actually gets into the fact that they have a wheelchair, they're never going to get out of the house on the second floor. So it's probably not something that I would recommend, because if somebody could get up the stairs, they can get over a 3.5-inch curb. Now, if they're planning on putting in a stair lift or a chair lift, we could talk about that. But I would absolutely look with that customer over the possibility of turning someplace downstairs into more appropriate aging in place area for that loved one, because you don't want somebody getting upstairs and then just be trapped up there the rest of their life. Or if there's an emergency, how does emergency service get that person out? And so it is specific in where you can put them or how. And sales guys are meant to say, yeah, that costs more money, so it's a better thing. Now, if you cosmetically just like it, we can give it to you. But I'm going to tell you where it's appropriate and where it's not, because that's just our business model. You have to make sure that if it's for a wheelchair, well, ADA specifies a 36-inch doorway. Most of our doorways in our home are not 36 inches. Our front door and our back door would be, most likely, but not the interior door. So that's another thing that you have to look at. And it's not just changing an interior door. The door has a header. And so you have to get into putting up, possibly a temp wall if it's a load-bearing wall. If not, you at least need to rip enough of that drywall out to get a large enough header to be able to get that person to get into that bathroom to be able to use that bathroom. We also see people that are putting curbless showers in bathrooms that you can't turn a wheelchair around in. So they're really not ADA bathrooms anyway. So there are specific requirements for, ADA bathrooms. And in order to meet those in a residential home, it's not that easy. So to just sell somebody on that, to me, it's just bad business. But with that said, there are a lot of things that you can do to make a home aging in place friendly without making it a fully ADA compliant, which is grab bars. Curbless shower would be good for a walker, but you should probably take a look at how wide their walker is. Grab bars by the toilet to help people to be able to get up. Distance from the toilet to the vanity, allowing people to have the appropriate room. Up north, we live in an area where they put everything in the smallest space as possible. And that's always not the best thing for a bathroom, especially when somebody's getting older. You should obviously avoid tubs. So tub to shower conversion, even if it does have a curb. I personally don't believe the old adage of you have to have a bathtub is accurate. I think less and less and less people ever take a bath in their home. I think some people want a bathtub. But for me, I would rather have a shower that my wife and I could enter into as we got older than have a bathtub we couldn't walk into or had a problem getting into just because my grandkids may come by once every 3 months and want to take a bath. And so that's just, my opinion on that. If you're going full ADA, none of the vanities that anybody's going to put into their bathroom meet ADA. An ADA bath vanity, you have to be able to pull a wheelchair under. So normally we would do a hybrid in that case. We also deal with a lot of veterans that have issues medically. So we can do stainless steel sinks because, it's hospital grade. Definitely quartz in that type of situation because quartz a lot of times is more hospital grade. And so if you're dealing with aging in place, a lot of times you're dealing with more than just the average care. And so sometimes people have accidents and different things like that. Maybe people need a colostomy bag. Maybe people need some help cleaning those things. And so porcelain works, but stainless steel can be an even better choice at that point. And then obviously quartz works. You're going to want to use a different form of grout. You're probably going to want to go with a full epoxy grout. Because you're not going to want to get any type of fecal matter or situations like that to seep through your grout, because you're going to get if you get some type of bacteria or food plus warmth plus water, then you're going to get mold or at least microbial growth, which is going to cause odor. And it's not that the fecal matter causes the odor; it's what gets underneath your tile and begins to grow that would cause it. And so, yeah, slip resistant tile is definitely a big one, for aging in place. You don't want to have somebody putting some, polished tile that you have this beautiful bathroom, but you step out and you just take a ride, because there's water on the floor and you don't want to do a beautiful bathroom and have to put a mat down. I would definitely stay away from natural stones like marbles, and travertine, things like that, because they're porous. And so I would stay away from that, and because that would allow you to be able to also keep that material from, bacteria going back and forth through that material. They do make a non-slip large format tile for curbless showers. You just really have to source what you're doing appropriately and make sure that that slip surface is going to be good. The larger the tile, the less grout, which is the easiest to keep any bacteria from going through. Yeah, so I would say that the biggest piece for the grab bars is making sure the blocking is in place. Same with your glass doors and things like that. You want to make sure that you're able to screw into something behind it. I know everybody swears on these suction cup things, but I wouldn't even install one as a professional because if it fails, it's almost like I'm giving you the green light that you could use it in an emergency situation. So whatever I put in, it's going to work. When we put in a railing and a deck, man, that thing is solid and it's screwed into something. Okay. You're not going to suction cup your deck railing. So why would you suction cup the thing that you need to, use to help yourself in a shower? Or why you wouldn't suction cup your stair railing that you're going down. So, you want to have it put in and you want it put in right by a professional. After the fact, they're very difficult to put in. You can, there are ways to do it. There are ways to do it if you didn't put blocking, but you want to do it the right way. And so as far as grab bars, that would be something that you would want to take care of. As far as toilets go, toilet height is a big issue. Either comfort height or toilets, and I would recommend that people that are elderly, begin to look into either bidet toilets or bidet seats. These things help tremendously with people that have issues, especially when people are older. They may not be able to care for themselves the same way that They used to, and so they may not notice. They're forgetful. And this isn't a dig against older people. This is a reality. The reality of life is that as we get older, we need more sometimes either professional help or just care. You know, we go from caring for our kids to being adults to needing help being cared for. And so bidet toilet would help with that. You know, hand shower systems in the shower so that you can reach different areas carefully. If you have a bench in the shower, can you control the water temperature from that bench? Because if it's too hot, are you really going to want to get up and get down and stand up and stand down to go forward to control it? Does the hose from your hand shower reach to where your bench is? Or did you put the slide bar at the bench so that you can actually use the slide bar to hold the shower head so you don't have to use it and you can use both of your hands to wash your body? You know, those are very important things. And so a lot of times in aging in place, the placement of the valve, you know, anti-scald, obviously, those are customary now. You know, you're not going to get one that's not because it's cold. You got to adjust the water temperature at the water heater so it's not going to be too hot for you to be able to burn yourself, things like that. Those are all plumbing code issues. They wouldn't necessarily be comfort issues. But comfort issues are placement of the valve where you can reach it. Do you have a diverter system? Well, or what is a diverter system? A system that diverts the water from one shower head to another shower head. Why would you need two shower heads? Well, again, a shower arm system or on a slide bar allows you to keep that water not going in your face, but lower so that you can have more of a shower comfort in your shower or a shower experience as opposed to just taking a shower. And so, just taking a shower, there's a shower head, you know, at 6 foot 4 or whatever it is, 6 foot 8, depending on the height of your ceiling. And you're taking your shower. And if you're tall, it might be a bummer. And if you're short, it might be cold by the time it reaches you, or colder. But with a slide bar, you're able to bring that shower head all the way down to your waist. So, you know, a smaller person, a child. Or even lower if you adjust it on a bench setting so that somebody would be able to use that shower head and use both hands to try to care for themselves or even one hand to stay steady as they're able to take a shower. Thanks again for spending some time with me here, just learning about different aging in place bathroom situations. Again, Joshua Shapiro, shapirobathrooms.com, located in Hooksett, New Hampshire. We do take care of most of New Hampshire, at least from the lake regions down. We've worked as far as Keene, all the way over to the seacoast and Portsmouth, Hampton areas. And so, yeah, we would love to help you in many different situations. And if an opportunity arises, we'd like you to come visit us here in our showroom located in Hooksett, New Hampshire, 11 Kimball Drive. And we would give you, offer you different products and things that we provide. We do a lot more than just bathrooms. We typically work with a client on a bathroom project first, and we market for bathrooms because I am the sole estimator at our company. I like to know what we're selling and deliver a product that is well built. And so you will see me at your home. And when this project goes well, as it usually does, we operate at about 70% referral, and we do almost anything for an existing client. To be able to get them whole and happy. Thank you.